You guys, it's episode 100. Can you freaking believe it? Now, whether or not you're a brand new listener to Fit Friends Happy Hour, or you've been listening since episode number one, by the way, don't go back and listen to that. It's probably horrible. Either way, we love you and we want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with us and listening each week and just giving us all the love because we really, really, really appreciate you. Anyway, in this episode, Katie and I talk about the biggest takeaways that we've gotten from podcasting for 2 years. It might surprise you, but we've learned a ton about ourselves. It's done amazing things for our friendship, and we've grown a ton throughout those 2 years. And we're hoping you guys can learn something from what we've learned. Oh, and also, we've been doing a giveaway for the last month. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. Well, guess what? We have a winner. Emily Burr, you are our winner. You will get a Sparkle Hustle Grow subscription box. We hope that you love it. And we just want to say thank you for everyone for joining the Facebook group and for writing us a review. Every single one of them meant a lot to us. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Episode 100. We're in the triple digits. What is life? This is insane.
I know. I mean, it takes a long time to get to 100. If you're doing, we can do the math. If you're doing one a week, then it takes you 2 years. But holy cow, we are about at the 2 year mark, and episode 100 sounds so freaking awesome. And I almost feel like we have to be like cool about it. Like, oh, episode 100, like it's not even a big deal.
But it's us. So it is a big deal because we are such jumpers. So it's so huge that we have been consistent and stuck with it for this long. I mean, literally, we're recording every single week, if not multiple times throughout the week, especially but earlier when we first started, we were doing the Fit Friday episodes. So we were cranking out 2-3 episodes per week. I mean, that's a lot of talking.
Right. And that's what we're talking about today, is like these lessons that we've learned from podcasting for 2 years. And the, like, that was a big one for me, is like Katie and I have seen each other once a week for like 2 years, basically. Of course, there's weeks that we've missed and we've doubled up and things like that. But just to like get right into it, like that's one of the things, my biggest like lessons learned or takeaways from like 2 years of podcasting, is that like it's crazy how much different your friendship is when you actually see someone on a weekly basis.
And that's definitely one of my favorite things, is because it's not that we wouldn't hang out, but like it's true. I think as we get older and people have jobs and families and busy schedules, and you know, even being in the same city, like sometimes you find that before you know it, Monday, you plan you're going to do something. Before you know it, it's Sunday. And you meant to text or set this up, and XYZ in life gets in the way. So this has really been like friend goals. And I mean, we get so much more out of it than just recording this podcast.
Yeah. And just what you talk about, when you see each other more often, you don't have to update each other on big things. You're just talking about the little things. So even if like we were to like hypothetically see each other every other weekend, we'd still be catching up on the big stuff. So yeah, if you have the chance, or not even if you have the chance, but like make it a priority to like maybe plan one day a week that you see friends that are really important to you, because it's so worth it. Like we have the podcast behind it, so like it's easy not to skip. Like we can't really skip. But if you can like build that into your life somehow, it is like so many rewards.
I think even if it's with just any relationship, having some sort of habit or consistency just helps to build that relationship, the friendship, you know, your partner, whatever, to that different level. And it's something to look forward to. And sometimes making plans can get stressful, but when it's just something that is permanent, it's in pen, not pencil, on your schedule, it turns into something you more look forward to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. Another one of the lessons that we've learned from podcasting is that the things that you commit to, even when it gets hard, those are the things that end up being the best of things. Like for me, I remember when I first started teaching group fitness, when I was a senior in high school, I got to Purdue and told them that I wanted to teach. And I started teaching like right away. Like they didn't even care about like checking to make sure I was good. I was terrible, like horrible. And I realized like I was going to have to start over, like build from the bottom up on being a good instructor. And I almost quit, like, because it was just, I didn't know if I had the time. I didn't know if I like liked it enough. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. And I stuck with it. And I've always looked back on that thinking like, so proud of myself that I stuck with it. And that's how I feel about the podcast, is that like there's been times that it's like we've struggled for direction, or we've wondered like if it was worth it long term. And it's just so good to like just persevere.
There was definitely a time where we were both, I think you were pregnant, or maybe about, gosh, probably a year ago then. I guess a year ago, when we really had to sit down and evaluate, you know, what are we doing? Is this worth it? I think we were both kind of getting burnt out a little bit just with everything that we've had going on. And it forced us to, you know, take a step back and reprioritize. And we decided, no, we're going to stick with this. And I'm so glad we did, because even though when it's been tough, being able to look and read your reviews, and now we have the Facebook group, it's been such a blessing and almost like a positive reinforcement of, okay, it's been tough, but we've stuck it out. And now we're starting to, I shouldn't say now, but now looking back, we can see, oh my gosh, this has been awesome and so worth it.
Right. And like most things, it's like you can love it and be frustrated with it at the same time. So I think that's like been the case. Like we've always loved it, but it's like, is it worth the time? Because, you know, podcasting is very time intensive. So that's more of like been the question. And this idea, this like the fact that we're like, what we say is shiny object syndrome, like we want to bounce from thing to thing, we've stuck with this. It makes me think of that episode that we did with our friend Whip, full name Michelle Whipple. And she talked about the book Grit, and how like to really identify like when to put in the grit and the hard work, and when to shut a project down, I guess, and just to move on. So I've taken a lot from that episode, because it's easy for me to like walk away from something, and it makes me feel bad saying that, but it's just who I am. It's whatever. That episode I still think about to this day is like, okay, should I be applying my grit to this project?
Okay, one, that's super crazy that you brought up this episode, because I haven't finished that book completely. I've gotten like more than halfway through it. And on my way to work, I decided I'm going to listen to that book. So hello, Sixth Sense. But number two, it's a great and a not so great quality, right? Because you have the ability to say, okay, this isn't working, brush it off and move on. But then it also makes it hard to stay when you're not seeing, you know, that instant gratification, or like it's a good thing to quit, but it's also not a good thing. So having to find that balance, I think, has been a lesson for both of us.
Right. And I've been trying to convince Katie to take this personality test called the Enneagram. Yeah, I figured you hadn't taken it. but the more that we can know about ourselves, the better, and the more happier that we are. That's a fact that I got from Gretchen Rubin, if you know who that is, author. So the more we can know about ourselves, the more we can understand ourselves and be happy. So I love personality tests, and I took the Enneagram recently. My Enneagram score said that I was someone that had great big ideas, always look towards the future. I can start a project with full, so much energy, but it's hard for me to like see it to its end. And I'm like, yep, that is me. So the plus side, like you're saying, is that like we have a lot of great ideas, and we're very good at like starting projects, but it's like once it gets kind of boring, we trail off. So we have persevered through podcasting, and it's getting better day by day.
Hashtag go us. One thing that I have learned just from doing all these different episodes, and more specifically the interviews, I think we've done a lot more interviews in 2018, is that there is so much opportunity in this world. I think it's easy for us to get stuck in this little bubble of, you know, this is what I'm meant to do. This is like tunnel vision, right? About the opportunities. And we've had so many interviews, such as episode 70. We interviewed Shelly, the founder of A Lively Box, who made her own freaking subscription box. Like, if you think about it, that's nuts.
Yeah. And Coach Sparkles, we just interviewed her. She was like this awesome gal in Wisconsin who's like killing it, teaching these awesome Zumba classes, like created her own app online with all these great exercises. It's so cool to connect with people that are doing stuff like this. If you have great ideas, and you just sit on them, like, no one ever figures out about them. But there are people out there that are, like, really doing this, and they're usually doing it imperfectly. They're just doing it. They're just putting themselves out there, and they're improving as they go along. And it's very motivating.
What I realized by talking to all these women is that I think in social media or just in my brain, I've been following these people who are setting goals of, like, okay, well, I have to be a millionaire, or like taking these steps that are maybe like way too far ahead of me. And talking to these women, I've realized, oh my gosh, we are the same. Like, they're not that many steps ahead of me, or, you know, in such an unrelatable place in life. Like, okay, look at what they're doing. They're doing it. Why can't I do it? Why can't you do it? There's so much opportunity and there's so much room for growth. And it's helped me to kind of reflect on that abundancy mindset, right? That there's no scarcity. There are so many people that we need to help in this world, and so many messages, while they may be similar, we're going to be able to deliver our message in a way that matters and that resonates with someone who needs it.
I think sometimes we think, oh, we need to like live in LA, or we need to live in New York City, or we need to live somewhere. We need to be something, or we need to have this scenario in our life for us to find the success, because that's who like we're following.
Or like it has to be a perfect setup. I'll do this when blank.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to like make some of those choices. Like, I'm going to do this when I have the perfect lighting. And then you buy like the coolest ring light, and you're like, well, I'm still not doing it. And then you like do something else. Oh, if only I can, like, if I had this course, this marketing course, then I'll do it. And then you like buy the course, and you're like, well, I'm slowly doing it. Like, sometimes you just have to walk through those steps to realize, like, sometimes you just have to make it happen. And whether or not your idea is like something big, like starting your own nonprofit, like Sissy, who we just interviewed like a couple weeks ago, or it's like something just that's hard to do, but it doesn't sound as crazy, like Kristen Mueller, we interviewed, she went from thinking she was going to definitely be a nurse to now she's a school nurse, which is awesome. And also like following her fitness passion. So like whether or not it's like it seems like this big thing or this not so big thing, but still is so important to you, like, why not you? These women are doing it. Why not you? Why not me? Right?
Looking back on this past year and all the episodes, I think it's really ironic that the first episode that we did in January of 2018 was basically an intro to intuitive eating. And I personally, as a clinician, as a human, as, you know, a trainer, as all these different roles that I wear, I've learned so much about intuitive eating and just kind of going through this journey. So if you've been listening to the podcast, I mean, hopefully you've kind of heard us go through that journey as well, as we've just been learning and digging deeper into it with each episode, where I think we talk about it pretty much each episode now, it seems like.
Right. And we're, like you said, we're walking that walk right now. So we don't have, like, we still are in that process. We both still have, like, those moments where we're like, oh, wait, we catch ourselves in, like, the diet mentality, or we, like, realize, like, that we have a long way to go, or, like, whatever. Like, we're really just living this out. And so, like you said, like, if you've been listening this whole year, for sure, you've seen that change. And maybe you're ahead of us, and maybe you're behind us in that process. I guess that doesn't really even exist because we're all on like our own path, but it's been like, this is dramatic, but it's true. Like, it's literally been life changing.
And what I've learned through all of that is that the consistency in what we feed our brains every day is really the key to that mindset shift or that change, right? We talk about intuitive eating all the time and all these different, you know, themes in our podcast, because you and I need to personally hear those messages over and over and over again. So I hope that by you hearing the same messages, you're not finding it boring or redundant, but you're realizing, gosh, the more I hear this, I'm hearing something different, because there's a different thing going on in my life right now. And we have to hear messages at certain times in our lives, sometimes in order for them to click.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I bet you could just go back and listen to episodes that you've already heard and you'd still get something new out of them, and something that you're like, wait, I don't even remember hearing this, because like you said, you get something new out of each thing that you hear depending on your life, like you said.
Okay, Lauren, 2 freaking years of talking, and I don't even want to know how many hours like we've actually recorded versus what you've edited. But what's something that you've learned, or a takeaway that you've actually learned and then implemented?
So many things, but probably like one of my biggest lessons personally is like hearing myself talk. You realize, like, you'd think that you'd get caught up in, like, the way your voice sounds or, like, the fact that I say like or, you know, those things can bug me. But the biggest thing that I've learned is, like, not talking over you. And at first it was like, oh, gosh, I'm so annoying. But then I, like, really would think about it and realize I just really need to talk less and just listen more and do a better job at listening rather than talking. And I think that that's just a lesson maybe that you learn as you get older as well, especially if you're like chatty. But I've really tried my, like, I've been really trying to like stop myself from trying to relate to everything in my, like, when I'm in personal relationships with people, I'm trying to like relate less and listen more.
I think it also helps now that we can record in person and we're not me hiding in Joey's closet with a terrible internet connection and cars driving by. Or whoever, wherever we were.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I remember like the second episode we recorded, I sat in my car and it was like this time of the year. It was like end of November or early December. And I sat in my car thinking that that was going to give me really good audio. It did not. Maybe we should, for this episode, when it's released, we should go back and listen to like our first or second episode and just laugh.
I will say I am listening to more of our episodes now. I used to have a really weird thing. Like, I didn't want to listen. And I know I tell my instructors, I'm like constantly preaching to tell people, oh, you need to record yourself and listen to yourself over. But then in my head, I'm like, I'm never going to do that. So I've been getting better at listening. And like you said, trying to just learn by how we talk and yeah, all that jazz.
All right, so what's one thing that you've really learned and implemented?
In episode 67, we talked about the power of online relationships. And I don't know if it was that episode or around the episode was when I really connected with basically a stranger online. I was looking for another form of accountability because you were doing a call with someone too, or I don't remember exactly. But I ended up connecting with another dietitian who lives, you know, like a couple hours away. And since then, we still, not every week, but most weeks, we Skype twice a week to work on our business and goals and basically just hold each other accountable. And I can't, while like from day to day, it doesn't feel like I'm doing a lot, like I feel like I'm just putting out fires, to look back and see, oh my gosh, that has been huge in just the progress that I've made towards my own goals. I'm proud of myself. Pat on my back.
Yeah, I mean, the accountability is awesome. Like you said, you really are getting a lot done by just showing up twice a week, but also just building a relationship with someone who's in the same spot as you are, around the same spot that you are, like that's super powerful too.
And we actually get to meet for the first time in February. She's going to come to my PIO training. So super excited there because I feel like we're already close because I talk to her at 6 a.m. twice a week. Like that's, you see people for what they are, right? At that hour, like no makeup, barely awake, hot mess. Let's do it.
Wow. That is so awesome. And if you're listening thinking like, oh, that would be really cool. But like, where would I even find anyone that's in my same spot? Like you can. You so can. Like, be creative. Go listen to that episode. What was it? Episode 67. And get yourself a random stranger friend. And maybe Katie's meeting her in person in a public setting. So keep that in mind.
I am having like all these flashbacks of all our previous episodes and just thinking about how much more streamlined and I'd like to think professional that we've gotten. I remember one episode with our friend who we asked to interview her on the podcast, and she basically gave a PowerPoint presentation via podcast. And you're probably asking yourself, what do you mean? How can you do that? Exactly.
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden it was just go, and she just like blah, 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 blah. We like asked a first question or something, and she was just like, boom, and just started like going through it. And we're just like, wait, like stop, hold on. Like this needs to be conversational. Yeah, that was really funny. Another like moment where I felt like we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into was when we interviewed Dr. Laura Grabowski, a physical therapist. I remember like she came over and I was in just like, this is going to be so cool. Like, this is going to be so fun. And then she was just like dropping truth bombs. She was just like so smart, had so much amazing information, and I just wasn't prepared. Like, I thought it was just gonna be like a friendly chat, and it was like dynamite.
Yeah, I need to go back and listen to the episode because, like you said, so many good truth bombs. Okay, but wait, we can't think of the best and worst flashback. When we were recording episode, I don't remember what number, but the episode about stress, talking all about how to be less stressed and deal with your stress in life when you are a stress ball. And I'm pretty sure our eyes were both like twitching because we were super stressed talking about the topic. And then we looked down and we didn't record it. I'm stressed thinking about it.
We did start recording it, but it was like something weird happened. And it, like, the computer didn't die. The phone didn't die. It was like something weird just glitched and it just stopped recording like halfway. Oh my gosh. Thankfully, we did just like laugh it off. We were like, okay, well, we're not re-recording it right now because we're both tired. It's time for bed. But we need to fix this later.
I feel like that was just God slapping us in the face. Like, ha, you think you're stressed? Take this little test.
And then we finished it later. So all was good.
Clearly, we needed to hear that message more than once.
Yes. So one of the other things, because we've talked to a couple of people that like have told us like, oh, I've always wanted to start a podcast, or like, that would be so cool. And, you know, we'll tell you the truth, like, that it is time consuming. And like, we have had our like ups and downs of like commitment wise and things like that. But it has been so much fun.
So much fun. And so rewarding. I mean, I think just constantly hearing the messages, seeing you, and just overall, I would not have traded this experience for laying on the couch and watching TV, for sure.
Right, because that's what you would have been doing. No, Katie Hague does not just lay on the couch and watch TV.
You know what I would do? I would sit in front of the TV, pretend to work. I would sit there with my laptop and have like one thing open and be, quote, busy. So guilty of that.
You know what this is making me think of is I read this quote one time, or not a quote, but like just something from a book, like a tip from a book that said, it was the example of like waking up an hour early to work out. So the tip or the point was that if you were to wake up an hour early to work out, if you were to do that for a year, like, the benefits would be amazing. If you were to not wake up early and you were to sleep like an hour longer every single day, would you really like feel those hours? Probably not, because it's just 1 hour. And that's how I feel about this podcast, is that like, think of like all the stuff we would have been doing instead of this. Nothing probably that important. Instead, we have a freaking podcast.
Right, which is freaking awesome. But if you are debating starting your own podcast, I agree. I'll be honest. It's a lot of work, and I don't even do most of the work. Lauren does most of the work. And don't be an idiot. If you are on the fence, I mean, we've told you this enough, outsource it. So Lauren does help people start their own podcast now, because we've basically built this from the ground up. We feel like we're a well-oiled machine, and now she's paying it forward by helping others. Can you tell them a little bit more about what you do and how you can help?
Yes. So I am actually about to launch another podcast, or help someone launch a podcast in like a month, which I'm really, really excited for them. Basically, I take like someone that either has a business already and they want to add a podcast to it, or someone that wants to start a podcast. Like, I then walk them through the launch and like what that's like, and just like what I've seen that works really well for my clients and what doesn't work so well. And I also like, I really like the podcast world now. So I also like to like know whatever is going on and then help people implement it. Like, for example, did you hear that Pandora is getting podcasts?
See, I didn't know this. You're on the cutting edge.
Yes. So they're like rolling out just like a small amount of podcasts. So I'm trying to see if we can get into that group. We'll see. But yeah, so I like being like that go-to person. So if you already have a business or whatever, and you're like, I don't want to know everything there is to know about podcasting. I don't have the space for that. That's what I like want to be. That's what I am for women entrepreneurs, is my favorite client. If you are thinking about it and have any questions, definitely let me know, because I would love to answer them or help you in any way.
I feel like this is kind of our brag episode, but I don't even care, because it's important to celebrate your accomplishments. You freaking started your own consulting business. I freaking started a private practice. We have got this podcast up and running off the ground. We're building that community of people. So I'm even more fired up to talk about our goals, not just for the podcast, but for, you know, ourselves individually, our craffle. If you've heard us say that before, our crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. So we are actually planning a day where we're going to go to a trendy coffee shop. We're probably going to get a workout in, and we're just going to take pen to paper and write down all the ridiculousness that we plan to accomplish in 2019 with both the podcast and our lives. Should we record that live? That may be a lot for people's brains to handle. I don't know.
Yeah, and probably like way too long. Way too long. But we are so funny and lame at the same time. We named... So we're just like getting together to like talk about our goals, right? It's just Katie and I. We have named this Crunches and Coffee and Craffle because we're going to work out, we're going to get coffee, and then we're going to craffle.
Love me some alliteration. Even though I'd rather do a plank than crunches, you get the drift.
Right. We had to think of a C for exercise. I agree. Crunches are not my favorite, but I love the name. I love it. But yeah, maybe we'll like do something live for it. But recording the whole thing, I mean, for goodness sakes, we're probably going to be together for like 5 hours. So nobody wants to listen to that.
So stay tuned to that. And thank you so much for spending this time with us. And so stay tuned for that episode. Thank you so much for spending your valuable time with us, all the support that you've given us throughout this past year, and just being open for being on this journey with us when it comes to all the ridiculous ideas and topics that we want to talk about. Don't forget to check out our Facebook group. You can just search Fit Friends Tribe. Find us on Instagram, Fit Friends Happy Hour, and let us know what have your favorite episodes been this year and what topics you want to hear next.
Yes, we love, love, love hearing what topics you want to hear, and we can weave them in and give you guys what you want. All right, that's it. We will talk to you guys so soon. Bye.
Bye.